Today we say hello to our listeners on WDLB in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Folks in the heart of dairy country know that this fourth generation business touches the diets of almost every American. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Trevor Weitrich's great-grandfather and his six brothers moved to the Milwaukee area in the late 1800s.
They were cheesemakers from Switzerland, and my great-grandfather's the only one who did not have a cheese factory. The railroad came to town and asked them to move to Greenwood and operate and manage the cheese factory in Greenwood for them.
Over a century ago, Trevor's great-grandfather came here to central Wisconsin to manage the operation. He later bought out the co-op and formed the John Weitrich Creamery Company. But John Weitrich had an idea that got him out of the cheese-making business.
We'll buy their cream from them. They can all make cheese. We'll buy their cream and churn their butter, and we'll subside making cheese as well. So we'll milk our cows, abstain from the cheese side of it, and make butter at night.
Today, the family-owned business, called Grassland Dairy, produces a third of the nation's butter supply. Trevor says changes in U.S. butter may be coming from a trend he sees across the Atlantic.
We see a lot in Europe, a lot of blends, whether it's a canola butter blend or any other type of blend, but we don't see a lot of pure butter on the retail shelves in Europe. And I think that's probably the future of the U.S. market.
There are a couple of reasons for blended butters.
The canola oil is actually quite cheaper than butter, and it also gives it some functionality of spreadability right out of the refrigerator, and it's a little cheaper as well.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Greenwood, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCrae.